time now for your comments. Many of you emailed us about Elise Spiegel's report yesterday on the marketing of drugs for osteopenia.
Osteopenia is a slight thinning of the bones which occurs naturally as women age. It does not usually result in disabling bone breaks.
Elise reported on efforts by Merck Pharmaceuticals to increase sales for a drug designed to treat serious bone thinning, osteoporosis. The idea was to build a market for the drug by getting more women tested. But the tests identified when women have the less serious condition, osteopenia. The result, millions of women diagnosed with osteopenia are treated with bone-supporting drugs, such as Merck's. That's despite doubts over their effectiveness for the less severe condition. We heard about those doubts yesterday from Professor of Medicine Susan Ott.
There was no difference in how many fractures you had, whether you took the medicine or a placebo. It does make your bone density go up higher, but the number of fractures is what really matters, and that didn't really change.
What a damn fine piece of investigative journalism. That's from Bruce Stern, a registered nurse from San Rafael, California. And many of you agreed, including Ruth Tabor of El Paso, Texas. She's turning 81 this Thursday.
She writes, "When I took a densitometry scan about 10 years ago, we laughed, my physician husband and I, at the results. What bone mineral density standards were being used? 30-year-old chicks pumping iron and running every day?" And Tabor adds this, "The medicalization of America continues, overscreening and overprescribing. Will we ever learn? Probably not, when there's so much money to be made by vested interests."
A very different reaction came in from Melvin Nudig. He's an orthopedic surgeon in Beverly Hills. He writes, "I'm usually quite pleased with your health coverage, but this story," he says, "really angered me." Dr. Nudig continues, "The point is not whether osteopenia is overdiagnosed and treated, but rather that osteopenia is an early stage of osteoporosis. And if it can be diagnosed early and treated through a variety of means, including medicines and weight-bearing activity, then middle-aged women will likely avoid the fate of their mothers and grandmothers of hip fractures."
If you have something to say about what you hear on the program, write to us. Go to npr.org and look for Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR.